In this bulletin, another high-profile departure from the White House. Hong Kong's chief executive warns against foreign government interference. And in football, Manchester City becomes the first club to spend more than 1 billion euros on assembling a team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. United States President Donald Trump says he's sacked his national security adviser, John Bolton, while Mr. Bolton says his departure was a resignation. Donald Trump says he had serious disagreements with the man he appointed in April last year. Mr. Bolton was Mr. Trump's third national security adviser after Michael Flynn and H.R. McMaster. Mr. Bolton helped craft Donald Trump's hardline stance against Iran and called for a tougher approach on North Korea, Russia, and Afghanistan. He had opposed peace talks with the Taliban, which Donald Trump cancelled at the weekend after inviting the group to Camp David. Mr. Bolton had argued that inviting a designated terror group to the presidential retreat would set a terrible precedent. Queensland police are investigating 8 fires they believe may have been deliberately lit as firefighters work to contain fires across the state. Bushfires over the past week have destroyed 17 houses in Queensland and damaged 67 others, with around 80 fires burning across Queensland during the fire peak. A special police task force has been set up to investigate the cause of the fires, with criminal charges already having been laid. Queensland Police Deputy Commissioner Steve Golchevsky is pleading with parents to warn their children about the dangers of playing with fire.
Unfortunately, we've had deliberately and recklessly lit fires. Can I say from a state disaster coordination perspective, this is an enormous drain on our resources. The fire up the north coast was one of the most intense fires we have seen recently and took an enormous amount of work by Queensland Fire and Emergency Services and other emergency services to bring it under control. We got a great outcome. It could have been so different.
Emergency warnings for 2 fires burning in northern New South Wales have been downgraded with better firefighting conditions forecast. Liberal Party MP Gladys Liu has dismissed claims she is linked to the Communist Party of China and influencing Australian politics on their behalf. It comes following the release of a Chinese government online document which lists her as a council member on the China Overseas Exchange Association between 2003 and 2015. During that time, the group was an arm of Beijing's powerful state council, the Chinese government's central political and administrative body. Ms. Liu, who won the Melbourne seat of Chisholm, told Sky News she has no recollection of being part of the association.
Well, I can tell you that I have never been a member of this council, and it can happen. They can put your name there without your knowledge. I have no knowledge that that organisation was part of whatever influential China body. If it was, it was definitely not during my time.
Ms. Liu is currently facing a court case over allegations she used Chinese language signs in her election campaign to deceive voters. Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam is warning foreign countries not to interfere in her city's internal politics. It follows thousands of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters calling on United States President Donald Trump, stating they want him to help them liberate the city. Protesters are also urging US Congress to pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, a bill which would enforce sanctions on any Hong Kong or Chinese official found to be suppressing democratic and human rights in the city. However, Ms. Lam says such legislation undermines Hong Kong's sovereignty and protesters should instead engage in dialogue with her government.
The Special Administrative Region Government thinks that some foreign national assemblies, in this case the US Congress, drafting legislation will interfere with Hong Kong, and that is not acceptable. So I hope that internationally it can be accepted that each nation assembly should deal with its own domestic affairs. And Hong Kong should deal with Hong Kong affairs.
In football, Premier League champions Manchester City have become the first club to spend more than $1 billion on assembling a team. Swiss-based CIES Football Observatory data revealed City's current squad is the most expensive in Europe, followed by French champions Paris Saint-Germain, who spent $1.5 million, and Spain's Real Madrid in third with $1.4 million. In the English Premier League alone, Manchester United came in second behind Manchester City, with Champions League winners Liverpool third. An average squad in the EPL costs $555 million. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 23. Adelaide, sunny, 22. Melbourne, sunny, 20. Hobart, mostly sunny, 20. Canberra, frost, then sunny, 19. Wollongong, sunny, also 19. Sydney, sunny and 20. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.